I think few people would argue that Photoshop is the de facto standard image manipulation package. We use it a lot in schools, but it has to be said that it's quite expensive, and it's also quite demanding on the computers on which it can be installed. If you're in a tablet environment, for example, or a Chromebook environment, then you might be struggling. To be fair, Adobe are making inroads into those markets now, and are producing apps and different versions, and even working at the moment on a streaming service where you can have a link to Photoshop running on a server and have a JavaScript window working where you're actually working on the image on your local machine, but all the processing is done remotely. So all of that's great, but at the end of the day, the question of paying for it still comes into play. There's also, it's quite a complex environment to work in. So I'm always on the lookout for alternatives. One that I've found, an online version, so therefore it will work on most other platforms, is Picadillo. P-I-C-A-D-I-L-O. Picadillo offers you the capability to, without having to create an account and completely for free, upload a photograph or bring it in from elsewhere on the web and then manipulate it in ways incredibly similar to what Photoshop enables you to do. So you've got all the common features, like being able to obviously resize it, crop it, rotate it, being able to change the contrast, saturation, color temperature, exposure and so forth, select parts of the image using either a box or a free selection tool, or indeed they've also got the magic wand feature. So all of those are possible. It's also got a really useful set of filters and effects that you can apply either globally or to different portions of your image. There's the retouching feature, so if you want to apply skin tone features to particular images, that's possible too. There's a quick effects option whereby you can just apply a major set of effects very, very quickly with a single click. You can add text, add frames, and quite interestingly, it's also linked with a second application called PicCollage. And that's a photo collage generating package, which is linked in with Picadillo. And that makes the process of creating collages incredibly easy. So it's a very flexible tool. You can create grids and different layouts of collages. You can bring in photos from your computer and on the web and choose which ones are included. In both instances, with the photo editor and with the collage maker, you can share outwards to Facebook, which is a little bit limiting, but you can also download it in both PNG and JPEG formats. There's also a print button, so if you happen to be hooked up to a printer, you can print out your finished products. It is ad-supported, but at the moment, all I've ever seen is an ad for Autodesk, so it seems to be software that's linked in with it, but that's something to be aware of. And there are a little clutter of share buttons like tweets and Pinterest and Google Plus buttons, but to be honest, it's a much simpler and more obvious interface than the one that Photoshop presents to you. So if you're in the market for a free alternative to Photoshop, you don't need all the high-end features, and you're not worried about the fact that your students are going to need to be capable in the use of Photoshop rather than a generic photo manipulation package, then I would definitely suggest having a look at Picadillo.